Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, what I would like to do is I would like to just kind of open this up with Operation Mockingbird. This has been going on since the 1970s. I've got about three topics I really want to cover today. We're back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. Just got home last night from Nashville, Tennessee. Want to show you some of the time that we did during the time that we spent in Nashville. We went to the Capitol stairs in Tennessee. Had the opportunity to confront some Antifa members. I'll show you that, and you'll hear the audio for that as well. But first, I want to get to Operation Mockingbird, and I want you to check this out, folks. This has been known in this country since the 70s. Okay, check this out. I am doing my best to try to understand, folks, why we're having these issues when it comes to the audio that I'm seeking to play for you. We'll try it again, and I'll see if I can't get that. Sorry about that. Here it is.
That planted story is intended to serve a national purpose abroad.
Planted stories.
Came home and were circulated here and believed here. Because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country. And we're looking at that very carefully.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
I think gets into the kind of getting into the details, Chairman, that I'd like to get into in an executive session.
Yeah, he wants it in private. He doesn't want to have the conversation in public, friends, because they're being exposed for who they were. This is during the 70s, mind you. Back in the 40s, remember what Truman said of the CIA, that they were the American version of the Gestapo. I need you to understand what I'm saying here, because I got some new news that just took place over the last couple days coming forth to the light by Ben Swan that everybody needs to be made aware of. It is over-the-top shocking to find out the things that are emerging right now, those things that are coming to our ears and our eyes concerning the responsibility, or should I say, when it comes to those that are responsible within the CIA, as to how they're stifling and censoring free speech today in America. So this only adds to the narrative that we get on a 24/7 basis as to how it is controlled. Let me go back to the 1970s and finish this off.
Sure.
We had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, the ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will evaluate it, and we will include any evidence of wrongdoing or any evidence of impropriety in our final report and make recommendations.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
Senator, do you think that you named the news organizations in your final report?
That remains to be decided.
I think it was entirely in order for our correspondents at that time to make use of the CIA agent chiefs of stations.
This is the president of CBS News.
And the executive staff of CIA as sources of information which were useful in their assessments of world conditions.
Would you say that continues today?
I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of the revelations of the period of the 1970s, it seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public.
Now, I want you to listen to this, though, okay, because this is what Joseph Goebbels said of Adolf Hitler. And I'm equating this to the CIA because the CIA has been called out by the president back in the 50s as the American version of the Gestapo. No question about it. Joseph Goebbels said of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, it was all made on propaganda. It's all made on propaganda, okay? As a matter of fact, Dr. Udo Ulfkott said, he's the guy that wrote a book exposing the CIA, Luke 12:2, for who they are. This was a couple years back, a year and a half after he wrote that book and came to the light and told everybody who was controlling the mainstream media on a global basis under the operation of six corporations worldwide, he was mysteriously found dead. Okay, he said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. So can they afford to have anybody that exposes them for who they are? Dr. Udo Ulfkott said they are taught to lie, to portray the people, and to not tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of those that you believe to be journalists. Okay? I'm going to keep teeing this up because I'm going to come back on the other side and I'm going to show you what has now transpired concerning the operatives, both from the FBI and the CIA, and what it is that they're doing concerning free speech and driving their propaganda narrative. Listen to this. This is Stockwell. This is what he had to say of the CIA. He said the CIA's primary mission is to collect, analyze, can we say Facebook, can we say big tech companies, to evaluate and disseminate foreign intelligence to assist the president. This is, of course, how they're going to sell themselves. And senior U.S. government policymakers in making decisions relating to national security. I didn't know that that was their job. Wow. Wasn't it also Stockwell that said of the CIA, it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize the American people to hate? So we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms? Is that what's happening with Joe Biden right now in Ukraine? Man, oh man, it's been every administration. When are the American people going to learn their lesson? We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back to this point. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com again. We'll be right back. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to jump on social media platforms, please do. That is SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Also, go up to the top of that page, subscribe, and go to SOL Radio Live, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to our Rumble feed, which is now being censored. And you can also jump over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12, because we understand the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, folks, I got to tell you, the reason I'm so adamant about showing this to you today is I caught this yesterday, but it bled into some of the things that were transpiring here in the ministry. We've noticed that there's been heavy censorship going on our Rumble feed as well. Now, what's crazy about that? Well, some will say, Bradley, maybe people just aren't coming to your site. Let me first and foremost tell you that's just not the case. No matter where we go in the country, we ask how many people are listening, and the hands are overwhelmingly in majority of those that are listening to the SOL radio show or going to media or watching us on a Rumble feed. Many people have been complaining lately that they have not been giving the bell to alert them concerning our shows. We've contacted contacted Rumble asking the question, what happened to all those that have been subscribing? That just stopped. And how do you put that up against being number one and number two out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks? How do you put that up against having 700,000 unique visitors the first month SOL Media came out, 850,000 the second month, and 1 million teeter-tottering on 1 million the third month, and then all of a sudden we disappeared because Google didn't like us? I'm here to tell you, Americans, something. You can make fun of Joe Biden all you want to. They don't care about you calling him names. But what you need to pay attention to, he is the obvious. But what you need to pay attention to is the guy that is keeping the establishment in power. And that would be Donald Trump. Okay? They care about you speaking out against Donald Trump. They care about you speaking out against Marjorie Taylor Greene. They care about you speaking out against Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or Jim Jordan or Trey Gowdy. You need to pay attention what I'm telling you right now. It's not the bad guys they care about that you call them names. It's when you call those that you believe have been put up as the good guys, when you begin to criticize them, those that are the gatekeepers of the establishment, that's where the problem becomes. You become censored when you expose Donald Trump for who he is, not when you go along with Donald Trump as to who he is. Okay? And I'm talking about the establishment in general. And I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, you have an establishment in government today because you have an establishment system inside of the church. Remember when the Pharisees and the Herodians crucified Christ, 19:15 of the book of John, crucify him, crucify him, we have no king but King Caesar. Well, it's interesting, if you look at John 11, you'll understand why they had him crucified. They didn't want to lose their place or their nation. And over the last 3 years concerning the pandemic, you've seen exactly where the professed Christians, and I'm talking about the overseers in the church today, these hirelings, John 10:12, you've seen where they bowed their knee when Anthony Fauci spoke, and the father of the vaccine, and I'm talking about Donald Trump. Again, let me reiterate this point. They don't care that you're talking out against Joe Biden. They care that you're talking out against the establishment. They care that you're talking about the good guys that are being delivered up. They care that you're talking about DeSantis. They care that you're talking about Noam. They care that you're talking about the other names that I have named, friends. Okay? They care that you're talking about Marco. They care that you're talking about others across the boards that are sold to you as the good guys. That's when the censoring begins. Just so you know, that is when the censorship begins. It doesn't begin when you're talking out against this criminal administration, this treasonous administration who has no business being in the People's Oval Office. By the way, I just noticed this last week as well, that the conservatives, this is again what the conservatives are finally starting to come around to. Joe Biden belongs in jail. He doesn't belong in the People's White House. Exactly. He's committed the act of treason, lawless ones. He's committed the act of treason, lawless ones, workers of iniquity. Doesn't the Bible say, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity? It didn't say fraternize with them. Oh my goodness, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Folks, what you have as conservatives today, there's no light in them. They're not making reference to the law and to the Constitution. They're not calling for justice to be done. They're not making reference to the law that condemns these criminals for who they are, 1 John 3:4 and Romans 3:20. My goodness, folks, yet the Lord said he's looking for those people that will do just that in Psalm 94, verse 16. How do you go along to get along, Amos 3:3, Psalm 94:20, folks? My goodness, do you not realize what you call the right? The fruit of what you call the right is the left? Do you not understand that? Well, we got to just, you know, the ones that are delivered unto us, we just got to take the better of the two. You've already failed the test. You didn't realize right then and there they have the same jersey on. And you're certainly not paying attention to the fact that there's over 1,163 different options concerning the President of the United States of America. You took the bait and you decided between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump or Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And the American people, they still haven't figured this out yet. You're playing to the ills of designing men and to the dupes of ill-designing men. Ephesians 4:14. And to prove the point once again as to what I'm telling you right now, folks, we just found out from Ben Swan that Facebook is full of CIA agents. No wonder why we're being censored so heavily. No wonder why Americans, anybody that tells you the truth, is censored. I'm going to let Ben Swan go ahead and paint this picture for you as to what is happening. And, of course, this is being censored as well. Check it out.
Facebook and Instagram have been purging content creators and removing content that it deems harmful, despite the fact that so much of that content has now been proven to be accurate. So who specifically is responsible? Well, a new investigation finds that Meta's content policy is being controlled by dozens of former CIA agents. In fact, the report finds it's harder to find someone who did not at one time work at the CIA than to find someone who did. So what does that mean for content online? It's an incredible story, and there is so much more to it. I'm Ben Swan.
Okay, so folks, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and play this out, but did you hear what he had to say? They're all, for the most part, CIA agents. Now, why would that be the case? Because they need to control the content at all costs. Folks, this is what I love about my job, is I suffer through all the scoffings and the mockings and the critiquings until all of a sudden the Lord brings that word to pass. That's a prophetic ministry. And when he brings it to pass, you're totally vindicated for what you have been telling the people. So we're finding out that the fact checkers aren't fact checkers at all. They're working for the CIA, monitoring the narrative that's going through the airwaves or on social media platforms, making sure that it aligns itself with the propaganda, and if it doesn't, then they deem them as fake news. When in fact, Ben just said, it is proven to be true. This is a time, Americans, to wake up. If never one, there is one now.
As we are breaking down an investigation that really has found dozens of former, and let's face it, possibly current CIA agents are actually the ones in control of Meta's content policy, Meta being the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. We're also going to tell you about a secret army of some 60,000 government agents whose job it is to manipulate social media online. All of that in just a minute, but before we do, a shout out to our partner for this
episode. Okay, so what we're going to do, friends, is we're just going to roll through his commercial, and then I'm going to come back on the other side of this, and again, we have someone on here saying that's old news. Well, guess what, guy? If it's old news to you, doesn't mean it's old news to somebody else. The fact of the matter is I got 50 to 60,000 people on this line on a daily basis that need to be told current issues so they can understand as to why these things are taking place in the first place. What radio show are you on, by the way, on social media platforms? I'd love to check out your website. Maybe you can give us some fresh perspective on the events taking place in the United States of America. We're such great beneficiaries of your wisdom. We appreciate it. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The number of job openings is down for the third straight month, and yet another sign the labor market is cooling. The Labor Department saying job openings fell to 10.7 million in June, its lowest level since last fall. The biggest declines were in retail and wholesale trade, followed by state and local government education. The number of people who quit their jobs in June fell slightly. The governor of Texas is inviting the mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. to see the situation at the southern border for themselves. In a letter to Eric Adams and Muriel Bowser, Republican Greg Abbott said Texas has spent more than $3 billion over the last 18 months addressing this situation. Both mayors are complaining about illegal immigrants being bused from Texas to their cities. This is USA Radio News. Amid threats from China, Taiwan has a high-profile visitor from the United States.
Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan has begun as the speaker arrived in Taiwan Tuesday night local time. Pelosi and her delegation disembarked from a U.S. Air Force transport plane at Songshan Airport in downtown Taipei and were greeted by Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu and Sandra Ouderkirk, the top U.S. representative in Taiwan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A top FEMA official will now be leading the White House's monkeypox response team. Robert Fenton now has the title of White House National Monkeypox Response Coordinator. Fenton previously served as FEMA's acting administrator twice. The first confirmed case of monkeypox in the United States came on May 18th. Monkeypox is a viral disease that occurs mostly in Central and Western Africa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to get into this again. I want to get you guys over to Nashville and my opportunity to confront some of the Antifa members over there on film. You'll also hear it on your audio. But I want to cover this because it's important that people understand to the degrees that they are controlling the narrative here. And we deal with it all day long, folks. We deal with it all day long. So if they want to shut us off here, we're going to go to 10 different outlets and we're going to multiply one way or another. And that's exactly what we've done, and it's exactly what we're going to continuously do. But let's get back to Ben Swan concerning Facebook full of CIA agents deciding content policy. Folks, this is a violation of the First Amendment in a big, big way.
An incredible story here. Min Press News has conducted a remarkable investigation into the content moderators over at Meta. Again, specifically, we're talking about the companies Facebook and Instagram. And what they found is an incredible number of former CIA agents and FBI agents who now run the company's content
moderation. This is
moderation.
Criminal,
People
Americans.
Like Aaron Berman, who was at one time a highly influential part of the CIA. At one time, in fact, preparing and editing the president's daily intelligence brief. He was in that role until 2019 when he left the CIA to join Facebook. Well, now Aaron talks about the difficulty that he has in moderating content. Listen to this.
How do we think about the balance between harmful content and protecting freedom of speech? It's a balance.
Does it ever make you feel uncomfortable to be put to
that position? See, but people need to understand, harmful content to these people is the truth. Harmful content to these criminals, friends, is the word of God in common law. the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. They have no constitutional right to be doing what it is that you're seeing them here do, in any sense of the word.
Yes, and I think it should make
this is illegal.
And all of us who do this work.
Yeah, I'm not sure it really makes Aaron all that uncomfortable. Again, he spent 15 years working for the Central Intelligence Agency, an agency that has been charged with overthrowing and attempting to overthrow numerous foreign governments, by the way, some of which are democratically elected by the people of those countries, helping prominent Nazis escape punishment after World War II, funneling large quantities of drugs and weapons around the world, including into our own country, penetrating domestic media outlets, routinely spreading false information, and operating a global network of black site prisons where prisoners are repeatedly tortured.
So you're hearing Ben identify these operatives in the CIA that are controlling the narrative. And somehow or another, the people in this country believe that there's truth in what they're being told. How do you help with people like that? Ben Swan here again is making the parallel between the CIA and the Nazis and helping Nazis escape their crimes against who? The Jews, the dissidents, and or the gypsies. These are the moderators within Facebook and Instagram. These are the people that are behind. Folks, where is the Congress? Where are your said representatives to hold these people accountable for their crimes against free speech? Remember, our forefathers told us freedom of speech is a bulwark against tyranny. Are you going to roll over in the face of these tyrants that are driving the narrative at all costs? Do you not understand these people are busy trying to make guys like those that obey the Lord, those that hold to the laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, as enemies of the state? Do you see that January 6th is set up for just that? And isn't it amazing, friends, that again, it was reported through the mainstream media only to confuse the people. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. Only to confuse the people that Trump and his failed coup concerning January 6th, but there's 18 people that are political prisoners. The question that everybody should be begging right now, and if this is not telling, I don't know what is. How come Trump hasn't been arrested then? If he's the leader of the coup, how many times has Trump told you, they're not after me, they're after you? Americans, you have to wake up. You seriously do. The good guys that are being sold to you as the good guys are the problem. They are the ones that are getting all the attention to drive a narrative to put themselves back in power to do it all over again. All over again, Americans, you have to wake up. I cannot do that for
you. Spying on members of the U.S. Congress and their staff.
Spying on members.
Who are investigating CIA torture. And we could go on and on and on. We won't. But what does go on and on and on are the numbers of Meta and Facebook employees who at one time, possibly still, work for the CIA. There are a number of other ex-CIA agents besides Aaron Berman working in these fields. Deborah Berman, for example, spent 10 years as a data and intelligence analyst for the CIA before recently being brought on as a trust and safety project manager for Meta. Between 2006 and 2010, Brian Weisbart was a CIA intelligence officer, his job entailing, in his own words, quote, leading global teams to conduct counterterrorism and digital cyber investigations, end quote, and identifying online social media misinformation, propaganda, and covert influence campaigns. He is currently a director of trust and safety, security, and data privacy, again for Meta. Well, meanwhile, the LinkedIn profile of Cameron Harris,
watching
CIA
over the chicken
analyst until 2019, notes that he is now a Meta Trust and Safety Project Manager. MemPress has found that Facebook has recruited dozens of individuals from the CIA, as well as many more from other agencies like the FBI and the Department of Defense, the DOD. These hires are primarily in highly politically sensitive sectors such as trust, security, and content moderation, to the point where some might feel it becomes difficult to see where the U.S. national security state ends and Facebook begins. But it's not just former CIA who were calling the shots at Meta. Emily Vatcher was an FBI employee between 2001 and 2011, rising to the rank of supervisory special agent. From there, she was headhunted by Facebook/Meta and is now a director of trust and safety. Between 2010 and 2020, Mike Bredo, who worked for USAID, eventually becoming deputy director for policy of that organization. USAID is the U.S. government-funded influence organization, which has bankrolled and staged multiple regime change operations abroad, including in Venezuela.
Let me stop right there, because I think we've seen enough of that report. But doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd that CIA, operating to the FBI, is once again subversive to American government? Isn't it interesting that we're sold by the CIA that it's an organization or an agency, which is unconstitutional, by the way. We're being sold by the CIA that they're there operating in foreign countries. They're not to operate domestically, but that's where they're operating. Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that they advocate that which is illegal to America in American law and common law in this country? But yet, if anybody tells the truth, they're the ones that are called the haters. Isn't it the DOD that was busted about 11 years ago, where they found that through an ICE investigation that 5,000 members of the DOD, the Department of Defense, were downloading child pornography? Isn't it interesting how this is becoming the norm online to promote drag queens and homosexuality? And if you dare speak out against those that are violating American law, these operatives in the CIA that are driving the narrative through that of Facebook and Instagram, isn't it interesting how you're being blocked, but yet they have a free rein to be subversive to American government? Again, Americans, where are you? You are the law. Where are your said representatives upholding the law? They swore to do so with their hand on the Bible, promising to deal with enemies both foreign and domestic, but we see them standing down in the face of what Facebook is doing. Why is that? Let me give you the answer. Because they're protecting themselves. That's why. That's why nothing's been done more than Ted Cruz trying to patronizing clown, and that's exactly what he is. This patronizing clown, Ted Cruz, does nothing but talk big, and yet nothing's done. And the same thing happens with Jim Jordan. The same thing happens with Trey Gowdy. They talk big, and the conservatives are appeased. That's why we call them the great American appeasers, friends, because today's conservatives are, in fact, yesterday's liberals. They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Matthew 5:13. Americans, for your own sake, understand who you are, because you are under attack at every given level in this country. At every given level in this country. And it's not coming from without, it's coming from within by a bunch of people that don't realize that they are being used to their own demise. Period. These useful idiots, these moderators, they don't care about you. And folks, here's the thing. If they don't care about you, it means that they don't care about themselves, because they don't realize at this point that their kids are going to eat the fruit of their ways as well as everybody else that goes along with it. And I also want to say to those American people that stand back, you are accomplices before God and man to sit back and have all the information that you've been given on a 24/7 basis given unto you by outlets such as this, and you sit there and do nothing but wait for the next show so you can be loaded up with more information, all the while knowing that God is holding you accountable to do something, and yet you do nothing. And yet you do nothing. Shame on the American people for tolerating this. These people have sold out. They have totally sold out. And the fact of the matter is, it doesn't mean that just we're going to pay the piper. No, these useful idiots, friends, are going to be the first ones lined up against the wall, and they're going to be shot. That's what history teaches us. They haven't figured that out yet. That's their problem, not mine. It's my problem to lawfully deal with them to make sure that this does not go on. Ben Swan talked about 60,000 employees that are barring people from receiving the truth. Are you going to put up with that? Because if you do, your accomplices to their crimes. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shadow. And to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just to prove the point on a couple issues that I was talking about, did y'all see this? President Donald J. Trump, the Son of Man, the Christ. You see this? Isn't this the guy talking about bringing about justice? Isn't this the same selling points that he's trying to throw at you again, Americans? All of you Trump worshipers that say, this is the voice of a God and not of a man, Acts 12:22. He's doing the same thing in recycle that he failed to do during his first administration. Matter of fact, he did just the exact opposite, which I've proven 1,000 times on this show, by judging him according to his fruits. 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15, Matthew 7:16. The list goes on. President Donald Trump, the Son of Man, the Christ. Nobody thinks that's a little odd concerning all of you Trump worshipers? You sicken me to the core, to say the least. You really do. And not only he's going to get it, but you can rest assured whatever comes on him, that judgment's going to come on you as well. Now, read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, folks, if you think this is a game. Because this is the recycle of people that don't learn from history. It really is. Hosea 4:6. Let's get to this. Last Friday, I preached in Tennessee where we were asked to be a part of an OSA national event, Foundations of Freedom, Luke 24:47. The following day, we were then asked to go downtown Nashville to protest abortion at the Capitol, which we obliged. Now, upon arrival, there were those that were dressed up like a bunch of terrorists trying to do their best to intimidate everyone that they could. Now, keep in mind, folks, those that were dressed up like terrorists, somehow or another, the American people have now been so desensitized that somehow or another, again, as I said, they have freedom of speech. Okay, let me take it a step further. I guess they call themselves Antifa, the anti-fascist action, by the way, which I'm not opposed to what they're saying they're standing for, but that's not what they're standing for. They're again putting a label upon themselves as being the righteous, when in fact they're wicked men, is what they are. But like so many of these groups, we know that it's not what they're truly standing for, but the opposite. Read Isaiah 5:20. As a matter of fact, we know that many of those groups, such as Antifa, Black Lives Matters, all these groups, they're state-sponsored. These are agencies that have been illegally created by those in government to sick them on the people, like the modern-day brown shirts. It's exactly what they are. It's exactly what they are. They go out, they create the problem on demand by the same politicians who then get up on television and play the problem solvers. This is what dictators do, folks. See, what I'm about ready to show you are these young people that are playing right into the hands of their oppressors and being used in the end to their own demise, where they want to take everyone with them. Okay? Not me. Proverbs 14:12. Read it when you get a moment. You're not to be afraid of those that advocate the crime. You're to confront them. You're to give them the knowledge of their sin both before God and our laws in hopes that they will repent. Right? And I'm thinking of Acts 20, verse 21. Now, what I'm going to show you is the video where when we were called, when we were first called up, I think people were getting a little nervous for the service, and they said, Bradley, would you come out? Antifa just showed up. I did so joyfully. I did so with a smile on my face. Folks, this isn't my first rodeo. This has been going on almost, as a matter of fact, I'm always pulled into this. But here's the thing. It's been said by a famous preacher who was a prophet, if you see a good fight, get into it. Here's the deal. It's not enough to just sit there in protest and don't say nothing to them. No, you have to preach the word, and you have to shame them. Because they should be ashamed. And I'll give you a little taste for your eyes and your ears to see and to listen to. And I want you to see that the Lord is good. In this particular case, I had a heart for this kid, but I still went after his stupidities. I told him he was a useful idiot. We know that they're bought and paid for. I told him he should be ashamed of the things that he's doing. And I can tell that he was listening by the way he responded. He tries to be cool, but the fact of the matter is, it all backfires. The Holy Ghost got to him, John 16:8, and that's the bottom line. Check this out. This is in Nashville on Saturday, and here we go.
And then you want to kill the baby, and then blame the kid who wants the parents about guilt. Really? Have you thought that before? You're embarrassed. Seriously. I'm aggressive. There's no question I'm aggressive. No doubt about it. There you go. 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 The law condemns what you advocate for. You have no lawful ground to stand on. The police should have arrested you a long time ago because we know you useful idiots are bought and paid for. See, the more time you give these clowns,
For those that are listening, he's literally standing there with his hands in his pockets because he knows everything I'm telling him right now is true. And here's the other part of this, friends. It's not love to just sit there and protest the people. It's love to get in their face and tell them their violations before God's moral law. And it's exactly what I'm doing right here.
Feed on it. You have to ignore them. They're reprobate. You can preach to them until you're blue in the face and until the Lord gets a hold of them. They're going to keep going on like this. Look at this. Look at this right here. I'm embarrassed with you. You need to repent. You're shameful. You desecrate the marriage of the Lord. You're giving us the praise that we have.
I just, I just told him at this particular point, you desecrate the memory, telling him in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, what I'm teaching him in the spiritual concerning Calvary. I said, you desecrate the memory of those that fought, bled, and died fighting off tyrants in other lands. And I said, you should be ashamed of yourself. So clarifying that.
You are. Go to Arlington Cemetery.
Look at the way he's taking a step back. He's got his hands in his pocket now.
What you're advocating for. You should be ashamed.
He never thought of this.
You don't even know what you're doing out here.
I told him right there, I said, you don't even know what you're doing. He didn't. He's just going out there because they've been bussed in to play the provocateurs, and they don't even know what they're standing for. That's the definition of a useful idiot. Folks, when we do high school assemblies across the country, kids don't even know, students don't even know what an abortion is for the most part. And then when you show them the murder of the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17, 20:13 of Exodus, all of a sudden tears start coming down their faces because they didn't realize what it was that the parents were tolerating when it comes to corruption in government. They didn't even know what it was. This kid is awestruck that anybody's getting in his face, loving on him enough, and telling him what nobody ever took the time to tell him. He doesn't even know. He is sitting back, standing on one foot with his left hand in his pocket. He's totally on the defensive because he realizes everything that's being told to him is the truth. Man, this is love, folks.
You're just doing it. What happens when they're done using you?
Now I say this, and I say this to all of the moderators that are playing the useful idiots in the CIA and the FBI. I'm now asking you the question, just like I asked this useful idiot, this Antifa member. What are you going to do when they're done using you? What are you going to do? I could just stop right there. All of you bad guys, what are you going to do when they're done using you? If they're paying you to stand against those that are promoting life, and they're paying you to advocate for the more murder of the innocent in the womb, what do you think they're going to do with you when they don't need you anymore? Are you kidding me, people? Are you kidding me? I mean, at that point, you're talking to fools that haven't thought this through.
Seriously, what happens when they're done? Think about it. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? What are you going to do when they're done using you? What are you going to do? You're a useful idiot. You're the first one lined up on a wall, and you're shot. That's what history teaches us. As you
see, the only thing they can do is shout, play loud music, mock. That's their only retort, friends. It's their only retort.
I don't know why you're even wasting time with guys like this. If the Bible says, yeah, preach, but he's obstinate. And until the Lord gets a hold of this guy, he's going to keep going out.
You can see he's becoming nervous for his service.
He loves the attention you're giving him, and he's not worth it. That's the problem. They love this person. That's the only reason they're here.
They've had a peaceful conversation to you.
Listen carefully.
Amen. Yeah. Thanks for promoting it online, my friends.
See, folks, they're not used to people that are in the ring. They don't know how to respond to people that know what they're talking about. It's the same thing with many of these agencies that are in the United States of America. If you know the law, they stay away from you. They prey on the idiots. They prey on those that stay out of politics. Everybody lives politics, right? And guess who ordained the institution of government? God did. Oh, my goodness. Folks, you're undoing yourselves. Love you by what we do. Talk to you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.